Sometimes he embarrassed his wife, and the only time I saw her put out of countenance was when he insisted on telling me that he'd taken a purge and went into somewhat realistic details on the subject. The perfect seriousness with which he narrated his misfortunes convulsed me with laughter, and this added to Mrs. Strover's irritation. "You seem to like making a fool of yourself," she said. His round eyes grew rounder still, and his brow puckered in dismay as he saw that she was angry. "Sweetheart, have I vexed you? I'll never take another. It was only because I was bilious. I lead a sedentary life. I don't take enough exercise. For 3 days I have... For goodness sake, hold your tongue," she interrupted, tears of annoyance in her eyes. His face fell, and he pouted his lips like a scolded child. He gave me a look of appeal so that I might put things right, but unable to control myself, I shook with helpless laughter. We went one day to the picture dealer, in whose shop Strover thought he could show me at least 2 or 3 of Strickland's pictures, but when we arrived were told that Strickland himself had taken them away. The dealer did not know why. "But don't imagine to yourself that I make myself bad blood on that account. I took them to oblige Monsieur Strover, and I said I would sell them if I could. But really," he shrugged his shoulders, "I'm interested in the young men. But voyons, you yourself, Monsieur Strover, you don't think there's any talent there?"